In today's episode of All Things NFL, I'll be predicting the records and standings for the teams in the NFC's West and South divisions. Right now, I'm just going to hop right into my predictions for the NFC West. And who I have finishing first in that division is the San Francisco 49ers, who last year had an outstanding season. Unfortunately, lost the NFC Championship game, largely due to a Brock Purdy injury. But they finished 13-4 and had a good postseason run. A solid team, a standout in the NFC, along with their main rival in that conference, which was the Philadelphia Eagles. This year, probably going to be rolling with, again, Brock Purdy at quarterback, as Trey Lance is no longer there. But this team is a powerhouse. It's similar to the Cowboys, except for in this case, you see a lot more success for the San Francisco 49ers. First of all, in the backfield, led, of course, by Christian McCaffrey, they have a solid running game. Brock Purdy himself is a good quarterback, and as we could see last season in the postseason, he can lead this team to successes. They have George Kittle at tight end. He's arguably the best tight end in the league right now. Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and Ronnie Bell as some pieces at wide receiver, and it just leads to an explosive offense, along with Nick Bosa, who is a very talented defensive back, along with Trent Williams and Fred Warner. It's going to lead to a solid offense this year for the 49ers, and paired with their very, very explosive juggernaut-type offense, it's easy to see how this team will once again be on top of the NFC West, and I have them finishing with a record of 12-5. Not sure they'll be able to get to 13 wins this year, just a lot of competition in the NFC. Everything's ramping up, but I think they will be atop the NFC West with a record of 12-5. Have the Seattle Seahawks finishing second in their division, the NFC West, this year. Last year they were 9-8, and they managed to slip into the playoffs at the last week of the season. And I think that they're looking at a similar thing there, like maybe a last wild card spot. I have them finishing a little bit better though this year, 10-7, so closing the gap a little bit on the 49ers. But they have a lot of good pieces. Geno Smith obviously came up last year as a replacement to Russell Wilson, who didn't pan out so well for the Denver Broncos. And the Seattle Seahawks had a very, very good season under Geno Smith. They have pieces like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, a wide receiver that gives Geno Smith options for passing. They don't have a very necessarily extraordinarily strong backfield, but the pieces of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett are a powerful trio paired up with Geno Smith. And Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams, they lead the way for the Seattle Seahawks in defense, leading them to have a powerful, maybe not powerful, but solid defense that leads to a solid team. 10-7 this year, as I said, I think they'll finish. They have a lot of team spirit, a lot of chemistry, a lot fighting for them, kind of an underdog mentality that they really roll with. And I think that there could be a lot of success this year for these Seattle Seahawks. So I have them finishing 10-7 this year and potentially making the playoffs depending on how the other competition in the NFC West is. But it's going to be a good year, in my opinion, for the Seattle Seahawks in 2023. Finishing third in the NFC West, I have the Los Angeles Rams, who last year finished with a record of 5-12, almost in its entirety due to the fact that they were very injury-stricken last year. Matthew Stafford is a solid to good, at best, quarterback. And he did lead the Detroit Lions to some success while he was up there. And even in the 2021 season with the Rams, they won the Super Bowl because he was surrounded with strong pieces on offense and a solid defense led by predominantly Aaron Donald that brought the Rams to a lot of success in 2021. But last year, a lot of those pieces were injured, leading Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams as an entirety to have a down year. And because of the fact that they had so many injuries last year, I think it's safe to say that they're going to have some recovery issues this year, if they can even stay healthy, which I think is doubtful that they will be able to stay entirely healthy due to their large injury history last year. This year, I think they'll finish 7-10, so a little bit up from their 5-12 record of last year, but they're certainly going to miss the playoffs. Matthew Stafford is reliant on pieces like Cooper Kupp, Cam Akers, and DeMarcus Robinson to keep the Los Angeles Rams offense going. And also on defensive side, you know, Aaron Donald leading the way, one of the best defensive backs in the league. But if even one of those pieces especially particularly Cooper Kupp or Aaron Donald or Matthew Stafford, is injured, this team is not going to be successful. And even if they are all healthy, it's going to be a tough recovery year because of the chemistry that they lost last year because they were stricken by injuries. So this year, I think they'll finish 7-10 and third in their division, the NFC West. Finishing last in the NFC West, I have the Arizona Cardinals. Last year, they fared 4-13. And this year, I think they're looking at something similar, in large part, to Kyler Murray's injury. He's going to be missing at least the first four games of the NFL season, potentially longer, but even when he comes back, he's not going to be the same quarterback he was before the injury. And so for that reason, I think that they're going to have a up year from last year, maybe, but still a down year. I think they'll finish 6-11, last in their division. Kyler Murray has some pieces. Marquise Brown's probably his number one target at wide receiver. They also have Dak Ertz at tight end and James Conner in the backfield. And their defense is probably led largely by Buda Baker, their young safety, and Zaven Collins, Kaiser White, Zach McLeod. There's some other pieces that they have. But there's a solid team. And when Kyler Murray is at full health, they can be electrifying. I remember a few seasons ago, they were, I think, undefeated through the first 8 weeks of the season. So this can have this team at full health has the potential to be something, a playoff team. But I just don't think they can get back to where they were a few seasons ago, especially considering Kyler Murray's injury. So for that reason, I think they're going to finish with a record of 6-11 and finish last in their division. Moving on to my predictions for the NFC South, I think that Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers are going to turn some heads in this upcoming season and finish first in their division. Bryce Young, the number one pick in the 2023 to 2024 NFL draft. I think that he has a ton of potential as a quarterback in this league. He's part of that next generation. I think he has a lot going for him, and he has a solid team around him. Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, and Terrace Marshall Jr., more so Adam Thielen and DJ Chark, are going to be some pieces for Bryce Young to throw around to. I think that's going to lead to a lot of success for Bryce Young. Hayden Hurst at tight end as well is going to lead to some offensive pieces for Bryce Young. Defensively, I think they're pretty solid. You know, DJ Johnson at linebacker, Eric Rowe at safety, Brian Burns, a linebacker. They have some pieces to build around. CJ Henderson at quarterback is another good piece that the Panthers have on defense. So I can see a lot of success for this upcoming year for the Carolina Panthers, and I think they'll finish first in the NFC South with a record of 10 wins and 7 losses. I have the New Orleans Saints finishing second in the NFC South. Last year, they finished with a record of 7-10 and missed out, obviously, in arguably the worst division in the NFC. Their record certainly showed it, the records in that division. The back three teams in this division all finished 7-10, with the Buccaneers taking the divisional crown with a losing record of 8-9. So with an easy division for the Saints, it's easy to see how they, without a ton of pieces necessarily, could be second in their division. But I do not think they will have a winning record. I think that next year they will finish with a record of 8-9. And probably in all likelihood miss the postseason. Derek Carr is likely to be their starting quarterback. Solid. You saw what he did last year for the Raiders. He's a solid average tier quarterback among those like Kirk Cousins type tier quarterback. Alvin Kamara stand out at running back along with Michael Thomas and a wide receiver and an interesting utilized piece in Taysom Hill along with Jamal Williams in the backfield. He has some pieces, not a ton of necessarily standouts. That's why this team, I think, will end up being a solid team and finish with a losing record of 8-9 and be second in their division, the NFC South. I have the Falcons finishing third in their division. I do not think that for the bottom two teams in this division is going to be a good year by any stretch of the imagination. I have the Falcons finishing 6-11 this year compared to last year's record of 7-10, like a lot of the teams in the NFC South, likely leading to this division being, again, one of the weakest in football. They're likely rolling with Desmond Ridder at quarterback. He's a young guy. He has obviously talent as a young quarterback, but I just don't see him in his first year as a young quarterback having a ton of success with this Falcons team, especially considering the pieces he has. Drake London is probably going to be his number one wide receiver. That's a solid wide receiver, but is not a number. That's not a salt like the piece that Desmond Ridder is going to really need in his first year as quarterback to be successful. He's going to really need an incredibly standout name. So I don't think that Drake London is really a good enough number one wide receiver for Desmond Ridder. Kyle Pitts at tight end, solid again. I think this is a good piece for Desmond Ridder at tight end, but again, along with Bijan Robinson at running back, there are some pieces, but I just don't see this young team coming together and having a ton of success in this upcoming season. Trey Flowers, a good cornerback. Jesse Bates, a solid safety. Calais Campbell, a very, very good defensive end. But I do not see this young team having a ton of success this year, so I think they're going to finish with a record of 6-11 and be third in their weak division. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be in contention for the number one pick in next year's NFL draft after this season. I think they're going to have a horrific season in 2023-2024 NFL season. Last year, they were 8-9, a losing record, but because of their weak division, they finished first. I do not see that happening again for the Bucs. Baker Mayfield is an average quarterback at best. You know, there's that Kirk Cousins tier where they're good at best. Baker Mayfield is average at best. I do not see him as – he can be successful if he's surrounded with a lot of good pieces, kind of like Matthew Stafford. But he's not surrounded by any pieces, and I still think he's below that tier of Matthew Stafford type. He does not have a ton of pieces of wide receiver. Chris Godwin and Trey Palmer are probably his number two or two best wide receivers, and those aren't number one type receivers that Baker Mayfield has, and this is his first year on the team. He's going to get to know anybody, and he doesn't have any top-tier receivers. And Devin White is going to be leading the way for this team on defense, along with Shaquille Barrett. And he's just they're not going to have a solid defense. None of those names are standout on defense. Rashad White, strong backfield. That's probably they're going to lean a lot on the small gain West Coast style offense this year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just not see this going very well for them at all. I have them finishing with a record of 4-13 and easily missing the playoffs, likely in contention for the earliest picks in next year's NFL draft. In other news around the NFL, I'm bringing to you the scores of the last week of NFL preseason football. Now, as I've said many times before on the show, preseason football isn't the 100% of the starters all the time. So you get to get a good sense of how your team is going to look, but you might not necessarily see all of the starters on the field at once. Last week of preseason football is a little bit different because you get to see a little bit more of the starters on the field. So some of the scores from week 4 or 3 of the NFL preseason would be the Steelers shutting out the Falcons 24-0. Colts over the Eagles 27-13, the Lions taking down the Panthers 26-17, the Titans pounding the Patriots 23-7, the Chargers over the 49ers 23-12, Bills narrowly getting past the Bears 24-21, Packers over the Seahawks 19-15, Cardinals escaped by 1 point over the Vikings 18-17, Chiefs topple the Browns by 1 point again 33-32. The Jets defeat the Giants 32-24. The Commanders defeat the Bengals 21-19. The Buccaneers defeat the Ravens by 6, 26-20. The Jaguars over the Dolphins 31-18. Cowboys defeat the Raiders 31-16. The Broncos absolutely smash the Los Angeles Rams 41-0 in their preseason finale. And the Texans topple the New Orleans Saints by a score of 17-13. So those are the scores for the final week of this year's NFL preseason. Getting set for the season opener on September 7th, the Lions and the Chiefs at 8:20, the first real NFL game of this season. So just stay tuned for NFL fans getting ready for real NFL football in early September. But you can look at your team's preseason records, look at the style of offense that they're going, that they were running with, how their defense is operating, and you really get a sense for how your team might look in the upcoming season. That does it for this episode of All Things NFL. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Again, I predicted the records and standings for the teams in the NFC South and West divisions. Please consider leaving a review and following or subscribing on whatever podcast platform you are on. And again, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of All Things NFL. Until next time.